the Kenites, and the Kenizzites, and the Kadmonites, and the Hittites. And he looked on the Kenites, and took up his parable, and said, Strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thy nest in a rock. Now Heber the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites, and pitched his tent under the plain of Zeonaim, which is by Kedesh. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Achish said, Whither have ye made a road today? And David said, Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites, and to them which were in Rechal, and to them which were in the cities of the Jerahmeelites, and to them which were in the cities of the Kenites, and the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shemethites, and Sukkathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.